With SRNUs, I'm John Scott. President Donald Trump speaks at a rally in Iowa Thursday night.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right?
President Trump will sign his big, beautiful bill into law during a 4th of July ceremony. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's massive tax breaks and spending cuts legislation is awaiting his signature, and he's planning a military flyover at the White House. He announced that this afternoon's Independence Day flyovers will include B-2 bombers and will occur as he signs his signature domestic policy bill. The president said F-22s and F-35s will also be featured in the White House celebration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans are traveling this July 4th holiday weekend.
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the July 4th holiday. Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz.
More than 72 million Americans are traveling domestically over this July 4th period. And this travel window began last weekend.
That's a record 61.5 million by vehicle, with gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021.
Additionally, correspondent Donna Warder reports that a record number of 5.8 million people are expected to travel by air. A strike by French air traffic controllers seeking better working conditions is disrupting travel to, from, and over France. About 40% of flights at Paris airports were canceled on Friday, along with half of flights in Nice and 30% of flights in Marseille, Lyon, and some other cities. That strike has affected tens of thousands of passengers during this busy summer travel season. This is SRN News. Evangelicals and feminists are cheering the Supreme Court.
Those two groups don't agree on much, but one thing they do agree on is that men have no place in women's sports. And so they are praising the justices for agreeing to consider the constitutionality of state laws that bar males from playing on female sports teams. The decision is likely to be rendered a year from now, and it may prove to be a watershed ruling in the ongoing battle over transgenderism in the United States and how it affects children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down that state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled 4-3 the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it. This is SRN News. The families of two firefighters ambushed in Idaho received some much-needed help. Tasha Stevens has details in this report.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Brian Kohlberger admitting guilt in the slayings of four students at the University of Idaho, but the public still does not know what motivated Kohlberger to commit the attacks and how he chose his victims in 2022. More details could emerge when Kohlberger returns to court for sentencing on July 23rd. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.